The reason why so many people struggle in learning English and speaking English, it's because the whole system gave them the wrong root cause. It's assumed that if people don't speak English, it's because they don't have enough vocabulary. It's because they don't know enough grammar. That's not the root cause. So many people already have a great foundation. The problem is that people are not putting the right condition to be prepared for the situation they know they are going to face. So I'll give you an example. If you know you work in procurement or in HR or in leadership, whatever your function is, you know the topics. It's always the same topics. Every day it's going to be always the same problematics, the same discussion you need to have, depending on your level of hierarchy, it might be more operational driven or it might be more strategic driven. But your scope is quite familiar. It always comes back. And when you have a meeting next week coming up, for example, instead of preparing so that the environment feels safe for you, you are preparing by learning more and more and more vocabulary. When what you should do is to make sure that you know the people in front of you. You know what is their viewpoint. You understand how you can argument with them. You understand what is your viewpoint. What is it that you want to influence others in the meeting? And in order to make that meeting as comfortable as possible for you, then you take time beforehand to talk one-to-one with some of the participants of that meeting so that you can capture their feedback, so you can understand their perspective, their arguments, and you can bring your own arguments on the table. So you're doing a lot of pre-work. You're also preparing your slides or your argumentation so that your own mind is very clear on what is it that you want to achieve at that meeting. Once you have done all that pre-work, then you can also test yourself, speak out loud to see how fluent you are to express your ideas. But if you've done that pre-groundwork of aligning with people beforehand, not all of them, but even doing that only with one, two person is already a great benefit, so that when you come to the meeting, you know already the people know what to expect from you already. You have prepared your ideas. You know what is your pitch/your speech. What is it that you want to sell to others? You also know what do you want to achieve as a group. Your presentation was sent a few hours or a day before, so people also know what to expect from you. Those are the elements that are never talked about in the industry of English learning, and this is the most critical. So the root cause is not you lacking vocabulary, although sometimes, yes, it is one of the elements, because people are going to learn a lot of vocabulary via Netflix, but they are not going to learn the actual vocabulary they need within their role. So that, yes, that's one major point, and I do work on that with my clients. But another huge root cause that is never talked about is the aspect of public speaking. How do you prepare for public speaking the right way? What do you have to do before the meeting so that you feel comfortable to speak with the people in front of you, and so that the other people are also in under their good mood, let's say, to listen to you? Even if you struggle a bit with English, they will be pleased to listen to you because they will have seen before how you were engaging to prepare for the meeting. That's what is so crucial. And the more you do that, especially in the beginning, to gain confidence, if you do that, regularly for your meetings, whether they're very important meetings or simply weekly team meetings, for example, the more you can do that preparation work, the better you will feel, and you will see that, okay, it's my problem was not to keep on watching movies left and right and not seeing any progress. It was more to take on more of that leadership role, to prepare as a leader for a meeting where I am expected not to have a fancy English, but I am expected to show up as a leader. And what does a leader does? He's clear on his views. He understands the perspective of others. He understands how to counter argument when needed. He also understands how to accept others, people arguments when needed, and to find the middle ground. This is what is expected from you, to show up as a leader and not as a student who is coming with perfect or better vocabulary. And that's the huge issue we have in our industry, is that we make people believe they need to show up as a better student instead of helping them show up as a strong leader. I hope that was helpful. If you enjoyed the podcast, please give it a rating in the comments so that I know that it is beneficial and that you want more of that content. I wish you a lovely day and take care.